geen amora bij feinen, we gaan erop. Hakje achter, pisha nasa mei de mei baste, de mei tsaka. Somebody who had hit somebody else and embarrassed him, so now he has to pay. There's five things he has to pay. You have to pay for the tsar and boishet, you have to pay him for the embarrassment, but that's not enough. Even if you pay him what you have to pay him, ein tsar habusha vakonim chalei, the tsar of the tsar of the embarrassment and the hitting is not mumchal. In Reason Shemala, in Shemayim, Ad Shivakesh Men Mechila. And the Gemara means the Pasuk, Shnemer, Ad Hoshiv Eish is the Ish, this is by Abimelech. Shem said, Abimelech, after he had taken Sarah from Avraham, he said, give him, you have to go and give back Sarah to Avraham Avinu. Kino Yuvis, Palil Bad Cho Vechye. Alright, then he will daven for you, and then you will live. So Chazal see from here, they have to ask Mechila. It's not like immediately apparent how you see that in this Pasuk. It looks like he's saying, the Pasuk is saying that it's only after giving him back, this is literally a case of giving back what you have stolen, it seems. You have to give back what you have stolen, that's not enough. You're still not going to get a kapora. You won't be saved until you have reached this, you give him back. I think the Farsh explained that he's only, you have to ask him to daven for you and ask him for mechila and then he'll daven for you. Doesn't actually say clearly in the Pasuk. That's the idea of the Pasuk. You won't automatically be reprieved until Avraham Avinu himself davens for you. So giving him back the thing itself is not enough. Okay, that's what you see here. Now, so there's a story. With the Chofetz Chaim writes in his sefer in Chofetz Chaim, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, even if he doesn't know that you spoke Lashon Hara about him, he has to go and ask him Mechila. So he writes there. So the story is brought down that some Yisrael Salanta said, can't be such a thing. So the way I heard it said over, the way he said it was, because you've got a problem that you've done a vera, so you're going to go now. This person doesn't know anything. He's happy, living happy. And then you're going to go and tell him that, oh, I told everybody this terrible story about you and everyone thinks badly about you now. So you're going to now upset him. Because you want to go and ask Mechila, you can go now and upset him and give him all this tzar. What sort of thing is that? There's no such thing. No heter. So it can't be that sort of, it can't be such a din. So somebody wants to ask the Chofetz Chaim. No, the Yisrael Santa has got a tain on you. How can you write? You have to go and ask Mechila, even if he doesn't know. They said, so he says, yes, I am. Well, it's not me. So Ben Yona, says clearly in a Ben Yona, it's din. So let's see it inside. So some people think the story carries on. I went back to Yisrael Santa and he told him, oh, Chofetz Chaim says it's actually Ben Yona, says it will cease him. And he says, yeah, Mechanami, I don't understand a Ben Yona either. Alright, let's see what Rabbi Yehuda says. If you go to the Shar Shlishi, the third Shar later on, number 207. Rish Zayim. Yeah, I'm just going to read where Rabbi Yehuda says this idea. Okay. Shar Shlishi, the third Shar, yeah, Rish Zayim. Yeah, so there, in the whole Shar Shlishi, as we mentioned before, he goes through all, he categorizes all the mitzvahs and all the various and various degrees of severity. At the end, he talks about things, the cut. Katim who don't have Olam Haba, one of them is, he talks about Lashon Hara, Katim Mistapke Lashon Hara, and he goes through and explains all the various reasons why Lashon Hara is so severe, why it's so difficult to endure. So in Reish Zayin, he's one of the reasons why Lashon Hara is so severe. The fourth reason, Im Yoshuv Bar HaLashon Mitshuva, if the person who has spoken Lashon Hara now is going to come and do Tshuva, he has to go and ask Mechila from those person he has injured with his speech. Somebody who's not just oneself, somebody who's a cut and suffered from horror, as he goes around all day gossiping and talking about other people, always spent all his life talking about all sorts of people, how is he going to remember who he said Lashon Hara about and who he didn't? He had hurt many people, the common unfortunately. And besides that, also that even if many of those which he does recall, and they don't know that he brought upon them this evil, he's going to be very embarrassed to go and tell them what he has done. This person has been hit and he doesn't know. Kinyan brings the pasuk. Now Yitzchak Hamayis is a pasuk. So he brings the pasuk which compares Lashon Hara to a chetz, to an error. Chitzei gibor shnunim. So why is Lashon Hara compared to a bow and arrow? Okay, nimshal Lashon Hara lachetz. Lashon Hara is compared to a chetz. Ki amishich v'keshes. Someone, the person who draws back the bow. Pomim rabbeis isha chitzei adam leidah niyikol. This arrow will go flying far. Well, hit the guy and he won't know. So who hit him? And so it's going to be very difficult. That's why it's so hard to do tshuva for someone who's a Lashon Hara monger, because he'll be very embarrassed to go and ask. So it says here, clearly, like the Chavetz Chaim says,
it's just impossible, because that's why the feathers thing. You break a pillow and it's
right.
That's impossible. You could, but there's another thing that you can say, like when the guy that you spoke, one of the men when he spoke, got the Lashon Hara from you, spread it on himself. He didn't want. He also heard that there, but you caused him to do that as well. So now there's a secondary.
Right, that's true. Yeah, maybe I'll say other things. Right, that's also a reason why Lashon Hara is so difficult. The truth. In this point, in this point, he's pointing out specifically this idea that it'll be very difficult for you because you'll find it hard emotionally to go and admit to the person what you've done. He doesn't know anything about it, he'll be embarrassed, and that's why that will lead you not to want to go and ask for chila. So he seems saying quite clearly, like this is where the Chavetz Chaim brought it from. So even if he doesn't know, it's saying that there is a need for you to go and ask him chila. So he starts off, you have to go and ask him chila, and it's going to be really hard for you because it'll be very embarrassing to admit what you've done. So he's saying here clearly, this is where the Chavetz Chaim brought it from. Even though the person didn't know until you told him, really, you have to go and ask the mechila. The truth is not going to be a proper truth until you've asked the mechila. Not Mac, it was strong Sananta. Okay, that's what seems to say here. What bothered me about this whole story is the way we explained it last time. It was all Sananta. I mean, you said there's no Rabbanian doesn't say anywhere. Part of truth is going to ask mechila. You have to ask mechila. Told this person's mechila your various days. That's not the din. The way he explained it by us was, you have to undo the tzar that you've caused by going and asking mechila and appeasing him. If he doesn't know whether he hasn't got any tzar, then why do you have to ask mechila? There's nothing there to undo. I mean, I would say if Shlomo Sanson is right, I mean, not maybe for different reasons, that's not what Shlomo Sanson himself said, but as a chayah, in what we've seen in Rabbi Yonah, the only point of asking mechila is just because you're a mitzrayim. If you have a mitzrayim, then what's the problem? Why should you have to ask mechila? So here Rabbi Yonah seems to be saying, not like we've understood it, he's saying, even if this person doesn't know you've spoken Lashon Hara about him, you still have to go and ask him mechila. So why should that be? Yeah, you understand the question?
Yeah, I understand that.
So right now we need to understand what goal to ask. Definitely goal to ask, not to, you know, there could be two different mechanisms how it's working. Two different mechanisms. First of all, this mechanism when person should forgive you. And without this forgiveness, nothing could work. Okay?
Yes.
So right now, we understand Rabbi Yonah.
Yeah, if that's
to come. Even you don't know, okay? You need to start this mechanism. Too bad, he got upset.
Right.
But without
so if it's right, so if what I said here is...
If it's this.
Yeah.
Or, it could be not like that. Okay,
right. So that's the problem.
Right now,
another thing is that it's inevitable that this guy is going to get sorry anyway. Why? It's inevitable that somebody who heard this stuff is going to manage to feed it back to his ear, and this upset is sorry even going to be greater.
Yes, and I think big probability.
So there's a huge probability of that.
Or there's two mechanisms how it works.
Oh, so
two right. Mechanisms. If person knows, okay? Hashem said, okay, I'm not going to deal with you until he said. Or, it's very possible, like Rabbi Salanter think, okay, if person doesn't know, okay, right, then I will deal with you.
Yeah.
But the problem is with this, that what he said. Because let's assume that you're living in a holy society, nobody will tell you. But still big chance that somebody will, right? Right now you try to use second mechanism. And all of a sudden, 2 days later,
my first, you could say, it could be, he's saying here, it seems to be saying there is also an inyan of asking a mechila, even if he doesn't know about it, as long as he's not making it. But the problem with that, the problem is that the fact in by us, the whole Shah Aleph, where he sets down what you need to do for Shulah, he doesn't mention this other mechanism. All he says is the idea of asking mechila to go to the Tzar. Yeah. So it's a bit strange, he didn't mention this idea at all.
This is not Kash. Kash is not, that's very simple. But without this, you will have Tzar. Fine. How it will work? Here's two different cycles. To get Tzar, it's always stays there. But what kind of technique you need to use to get out of Tzar? That's what we discussed. It does it have to involve another person? No, no, no. It is. Tzar is good. Tzar is fine. Tzar, damage somebody by lotion, you will have Tzar. To get the rid of this Tzar totally or whatever. You need to go and ask Mahi.
Right, I'm not bothered by the fact that in this paragraph he doesn't say it. I'm bothered by the fact in the whole of the first chapter
he's
telling what you need to do for Shulah.
I noticed a very interesting thing when we learn it. It seems most of question which bothers you, it is not question of substance. It's editing of this view. Why Rav Yonah didn't say here by here? It is what Barak, all questions which I hear so far.
Right, yes.
So right now.
So now,
I can understand.
Right, why right in the beginning,
I'm
building up what I'm standing. I'm sure based on what Ben Yonah says. I'm saying the same way as you'd read a Rashi or it's a Rishon as much as any else, right? So we have to take it to the word
It is what.
Right. That's, I think, in the very first shir, when he said, after people said, the Benyan is also a Rishon, we have to treat him as such as well.
Why does he still mention that? It's a typical
question.
Okay.
I mean, that's how we managed to build up our understanding of
the
I was thinking maybe perhaps we can read this one over here, this one about the Lashon Hara. Maybe we can understand it slightly differently. I understand it's a bit of a chiddush. I mean, one or two words don't fit in so well. He's talking about here this person who doesn't know at all that anybody spoke Lashon Hara about him. He's totally oblivious. Yeah, he's living happily, and then all of a sudden he finds out that the whole world thinks badly about him. Or maybe he just means he doesn't know that he's the one who spoke Lashon Hara about him. So look inside.
That's right. Now he definitely knows, but who?
Right. So there are some. Let's see. I mean, in some work, I want to. Let's read it inside again.
We learn when you marry somebody, one of the penis is vicious.
Yeah.
So what about it's just vicious alone? That this guy's just so embarrassed at what's been said about him that the guy who said it should be paying money to him. Not just that.
No,
is there a fear of viciousness?
I had this question a long time ago. No. It's only together with Matt.
So,
only if you have an initiative first. Yeah, if you publicly send somebody, you idiot,
physical,
you're not aware.
Physical
mazikim, because it's
part of.
And even physical mazikim is not the same like you, Loshen Hara. It's a different type of boss.
Yeah,
people are better at being not shalem. All of a sudden he has head like that, you know. It's a different type of bosh. It's not bosh, I did something wrong, you know. If somebody tells that I did something wrong.
So if we look again at how he says it, let's see if we can fit it in like that. So he says, even if you have many of the people you remember your circle's not about, you could read it again. They know that he is the one who brought this bad about.
I think what you say is very good.
Right. It could be. That's
it's not problem. It's not problem.
Is, here, there's one line here, one few words here which don't seem to fit so well. It says, they don't know ki hu makeh, he hit him, v'ein makoso yudua. And I don't know how to correct it. It's not known, ein makoso, the fact that he hit him is not known. This first reading definitely sounds like Rav Chovanskaya understood. It means that he doesn't know at all that he damaged him. The damage is not known. The damage is not known. That's the way I'm saying it. You have to say it means he doesn't know that he is the one who hit him. I don't know. The end would fit in very nicely.
They're talking damage, they're not talking damage.
Right. Yeah. The end would fit in nicely when he gives the marshal of the arrow and he says the arrow goes flying and doesn't know where it came from. So that would fit in nicely, what I was saying. I'm saying obviously he knows he's been hit by the arrow, so he doesn't know where it came from. Yeah, so maybe I'm not sure if that would fit. If it would fit, that would be an answer. The way the story goes, even if Israel started didn't understand the meaning like the Chofetz Chaim, but just didn't understand it. The way I'm saying, perhaps, strength in it is what the Rebbeinu says here, that would be a different understanding. Maybe, because that was on swing from there. Okay, so that's the end of this Iker, I think. Oh, that's the end of this race, that's the Iker. So let's carry on for a couple of minutes. Let's see what's up.
Maybe we can stop here. I don't like
to start not the
new material for okay. 1 minute only.
Yeah, this is for the next race is quite long, so maybe it's
yeah,
a little continuation of this Iker, but yeah, the next race will
be
long.
Okay, let's go.
Very serious thing about it. Somebody though today, it's like Mishnah. It's like you're killing him because he's
It's happening every day.